There's more than just Origin on this weekend. We've got the GWS Giants coming up against the Brisbane Lions, and we've got their midfielder, Sam Reed, on the line. G'day, Sam.
Morning, boys. How are we going?
Very good. Now, you're a proud Queenslander, yes?
Yes, I am indeed.
Will you be cheering the Maroons tonight?
I will be. I've been confident ever since the first game, but hopefully we can get the win tonight.
Mate, good. You've been cheering for 10 of the last 11 years, Sam. Isn't that enough?
I know, but I'm the only Queenslander here, so every year I cop it.
Do you really? It's funny, you speak to plenty of other players, in other sports people in other sports, and they say they mightn't be league fans, obviously, but they'll chime in and have barbecues and sit around the
Yeah, I think everyone sort of gets around the Origin. Everyone knows Danny Mullen, everyone sort of got around it, watched it. But hopefully, I think a few boys will go tonight because it's only across the road from where we train.
Yeah, of course. Sam, before we get to GWS, a good day for the players yesterday, striking this pay deal with the governing body, that being the AFL. I don't know whether you've got your head around it or not, but it all seems to be, both parties seem to be relatively happy, which is always good. It's the best ever deal for the players.
Yeah, I think just as players, like not being all over it, it's just good to finally get something done. I think it's been going on for a while now. So to finally put pen to paper, it's a bit of a win for everyone. So as players, we're pretty happy, yeah.
Sam, tell us about the journey that you've taken to get to here in this season where you've been able to string some games together. You've had a tough road in terms of injuries, yes, over the years?
Yeah. I actually retired through a bit of injury and went into coaching about 4 years ago now. So come up here, got drafted to the Bulldogs in 2008, and spent sort of 4 years there, and come up here on a three-year contract and played 2 years and then retired and went into coaching at GWS and played a bit as well. And then I was playing tomorrow at footy for 2 years in the knee foot, and then got picked up last year on the rookie list and played sort of six games last year, and then stayed on this year and played pretty much all of them except two. So got the body right and it's going all right at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Leon Cameron, is he completely happy with the way the side's tracking? I mean, you're coming off the bye. How much work was done? You know, did you get time off, or was it just more nose to the grindstone?
Yeah, we sort of after the Carlton game, we got 4 days off. So a few boys went away. I myself went up to Port Douglas for 4 days, and then we came back Thursday and trained on Friday and Saturday, and had a good hit out on Saturday.
Beautiful.
And we've trained sort of Monday, Tuesday this week, and we've got our main session today. So a bit of work there, and I wouldn't say we're sort of too happy with how we're going. I mean, we've got the wind on the board, but the way we're playing, we're not over the moon yet. But we're sort of looking to launch into a big second half and try and hit some real form and play how we know we can.
You've got a couple of teammates celebrating big milestones. Heath Shaw, 250. They do celebrate a milestone well in the AFL, and Dylan Shield is playing 100. It's his 100th match. That makes me feel old because I sort of can remember him as a rookie coming into the club.
Yeah, I know. We got a few boys this year that will sort of play their 100th. Mm. It's sort of that time with the blokes that played all the games early. We'll get in there and play their 100th. But to us, good to celebrate a milestone. And sure, he's been around for ages. So for him to play 250, I mean, not many people sort of get that these days. But he's been around for ages. So hopefully we can get the win for him.
Mate, you're going pretty good when you're sitting, really equal first on the table with nine wins, and you know things aren't complete, and everyone's not completely happy with the way you guys are playing. I mean, you know that. I mean, that's good, isn't it? To think you haven't reached your peak or not playing at your best, but you're still equal top.
Oh yeah, I mean, we did. We know we got away probably with a couple of wins there, one against Richmond and one against Collingwood. In the last couple of minutes, but a win's a win, and we'll take that and be sitting 9-3 sort of halfway through the year, and we've had some injuries, but it just shows we've got a fair bit of depth there as well, so we'll get a couple of players back hopefully this week. There's a couple of fitness tests, we'll get a couple more players back, and then for the next 5 weeks we get a couple more, and then put pressure on everyone to sort of start playing really well because they've got so much depth.
What are you expecting from Brisbane? It's home, at the Gabba, but they're rock bottom of the ladder at the moment.
They played right last week though. They got a couple of dangerous midfield and Zorko and Beams and Tommy Rockcliffe.
I guess young forwards as well. So as we saw against Carlton, and we dropped against Carlton and sort of bottom as well. I take our team lightly. How tight the competition is this year. So, and especially coming off the bye, we don't have the greatest record off the bye, but we'll be looking to turn that around and hit some form and get back to the way we want to play.
Yeah, they're a bit like many sides in any different card. They can always play okay in patches, but they just find it hard to put the four quarters together currently, the Brisbane Lions. And Sam, do you get sick of having the same name as the Sydney Swans, Sam Reed?
It gets confusing sometimes. I've been on a couple of flights and I've had to change seats because I've been in his seat.
Oh, really?
When you're not travelling as a team and then the whole Swans team's there, it's a bit bloody awkward. But,
what am I sitting with you, blokes?
Confusing. the weird thing is I've got brother Ben Reed, you know, playing at Gong VFL, and his brother's Ben Reed, so makes it a bit weirder.
Oh, that's bizarre.
That is
strange.
You weren't neighbours, were you, when you grew up or anything?
Terry, you can't suggest
hey,
that,
Sam,
the poor fella.
Good to chat, mate. Good luck this weekend when you take on the Brisbane Lions. We thank you and enjoy Origin tonight as well.
Thanks, boys. Out the Maroons, eh?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Thanks, Sam.
Good on you, Sam. Yeah. A proud Queenslander playing for GWS. Resurrecting his career, I think we can say.
Absolutely.
After virtually giving it away to go into coaching and then coming back and playing every game this year. Sam Reed from GWS.